start at left tackle? Will it be Big V, Halapula Vadi Vaitai, or Lane Johnson? We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by looking at who will take over Jason Pierce's spot, protecting the blind side of the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Carson Wentz. If it were up to Johnson, he would prefer to remain on the right side.
Yeah, it's what I've been playing all year, so. But, you know, whatever they need me to do, I'll go do.
What's your preference?
I think I'm better on the right for now. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any reps over there. Not to say I can't do it, but as far as what I've been playing, I've been playing right.
It means the next man up, and we have a lot of confidence in the guys. Now, I'm not going to lie. I mean, Jason Peters is a rare player. I have no problem saying I've been around this game for 30 years. Jason Peters is the best one I've ever been around. Very comfortable with Isaac being a swing tackle. You know what I mean? He has some natural tendencies to play the tackle position. Thankfully, we got a guy like Isaac who has that flexibility.
Other guys in the room got to step up. There's no, replacing JP from a physical, a player standpoint, but, also a leader standpoint. It's not going to be one guy that's going to do it. It's going to, take the whole group to bring to the table what he did every week.
The other big injury that the Eagles have to overcome is that of middle linebacker Jordan Hicks. Now, Nigel Brown will remain on the outside, but wear the radio headset to relay plays to the defense. As defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz says, it's going to take a group effort to replace Hicks' production.
We've already played a lot of football without him this year. So, it's nothing that we haven't done before. Guys will step up into different roles. We've been doing that all season long. We'll miss him on the field for sure. He's quarterback of our defense, provides a great leadership role, but other guys will step up into that. Nigel has already stepped up into part of that, and we'll have other multiple players that'll fill. It won't be one person will step up and fill. It'll be various players that will step in and fill it.
Hurts, man. To lose a guy like that, obviously a huge leader and impact on our defense. So it hurts to see one of you guys that works so hard and does everything right, comes to work every day, motivate us every day, and just really lead us every day. It hurts to see him go down.
When one thing, as soon as that torch get lit, fire just grow, and that's the one thing the city got, and that's the one thing that we got. And we know, once that we got the dudes on our side to do it, so all it takes is one person to light that match, and we on.
We'll have to move on. I think, we're encouraged by the way that Nigel Bradham's playing. I'm obviously going to lean a lot more on Michael Kendricks, Joe Walker, and some of the other guys, probably some DBs. It's not the first game that, we've obviously missed Jordan a couple games earlier this year. It's one of those things that, it sucks for him because I know he's going to want to be a part of what we're doing. But it doesn't change our goals, our plans, or anything.
When Harold Carmichael's NFL career came to a close, he was sixth all-time in league history in receptions. To this day, he is still the franchise leader in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. The pride of Southern University was honored on Wednesday as he was named to the Black College Hall of Fame's class of 2018.
Oh, this is so exciting, really. I found out really last night they called me. James Harris called me to let me know and talk to Doug Williams. They called and let me know that I made it. And I always wondered, I said, what did I do anything in college, to make me qualified to be in the Black Hall of Fame? So I guess I did.
Make sure to check out an action-packed episode of Eagles 360 with a one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson, tape study with quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo, and Eagles Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick in studio. That's going to do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.